Before beginning the homily, a few words of thanks are appropriate at this time. First of all, I want to express my thanks very much. Thanks to those who've had a hand in our liturgies. I'm certainly grateful to our servers, our MCs, the deacons who've helped here, the seminarians who've been around. Thanks very much. Our lectors. Where'd they all disappear to? Our musicians. Dan and crew, thanks so very much. You have blessed us with song, so thank you so very, very much. Father Dave Howell, where are you hiding? Stand up, David. Stand up. Certainly, I am incredibly grateful to my classmate, Father Dave, for his hospitality here. But a further sign of his good pastoring is the wonderful hospitality of the parish staff who have made it possible for us to be here. Are any of the staff present, the parish staff present? They might be all behind the scenes. Any staff present, stand up if they are. Sister, there's one. Thanks. Thanks so much to you guys. We appreciate it. I'm also very grateful, they're obviously not here, but those who've been praying for us. So say a prayer for them on your way home, in gratitude to God for their praying for us all during these 2 days. I think that's very important. Very grateful to our donors and vendors who have been with us these days. I have to say that these kind of vendors have been more serviceable to us than probably vendors usually are at conventions. This has really been quite extraordinary, what a contribution they can make to our own ministry. So I'm very grateful to them as well. Jen, are you here? And Brad Schmidt, Jen and Brad Schmidt, Jen Brown? Is Jen not here? And Brad, my goodness, I was going to thank them. So make sure you thank them for me. Okay, good. Well, the members of the Diocesan Evangelization Team stand. These are from all the parishes who were helped with this. So any members from the Diocesan Evangelization Team, stand up so we can thank you for your work on this. I would also, if the Assembly Planning Committee would please stand up. They've been working for a long time on this project. So all the members of the Diocesan Assembly Planning Committee. You're the only one, Craig? All right, too many standing up there. All right, I can understand that. Are there any members of the diocesan staff here? Will you please stand up? Diocesan staff, stand up. Thank you. They were the ones wearing the blue shirts and making sure that everything went well, so I'm very grateful. Very grateful to the caterers who provided great food for us these days. I thought that was very well done. Also, there's members from Faith Catholic. I don't know if you guys stand up at all. Faith Catholic? Yeah. Now, is Margaret Grima here? Margaret, where are you? I can't see you. Is she not here? Bring Margaret in here. I'm very grateful, too, to all of our speakers. I presume most of them have left, but certainly we've really appreciated all the speakers. Margaret Grima runs everything. Margaret, thank you. Deacon Ralph's gone already, right? Deacon Ralph, thank you. Thank you so much. He's hiding. Mary Beth. Mary Beth, thanks. You know, you always get away with saying things that no one else gets away with. Yeah, don't tell you. I don't want you to say anything more. That's enough. Thanks. And finally, last but certainly not least, Craig, I'm so grateful to you for all you've done on this. I know that you have often left a mess in your wake that others have had to pick up and take care of. But you allowed the mess to be there so someone else could pick it up and take care of it. Thanks for your vision, your wisdom, your guidance. You're telling me what to do. Craig, thank you so very much for these 2 days. Now the homily. You thought you might be done. You're not done yet. Well, we have heard a great deal. We see that much has been said. We see that much has been written. It seems to me that we all are like John in our first reading today as he beholds that beautiful scroll sealed up and no one is able to open it. But what a beautiful scroll. We are told in the first reading that John sees that it's just tightly sealed, and he weeps bitterly. He desperately wants that opened, unrolled, so that it's not just words, but it becomes an open book. Perhaps part of us is weeping today in the same way. So much to do. So few resources, so many demands. Who can possibly open this scroll for us? Who can take us from today to tomorrow? This reading from the book of Revelation has always been one of my favorite, and it's always intrigued me. Notice that finally someone is able to open the scroll, and that someone, we are told, is described as the Lion of Judah. A lion! That's great! We need lions! Detroit needs lions. We need lions. This is just what we need. Some powerful force, some imposing presence, someone who simply cannot be refuted, someone who will be able to accomplish all that we know needs to be accomplished. But then, who walks on the stage? It's not a lion. It's a lamb. And not only that, it's a lamb that's been slain. Holy smokes. Talk about being without resources. We get a lamb when we wanted a lion. What happened to the lion? Somehow we are being told that this scroll of our future, this work and task that has been given to us, can only be accomplished through death. That's it. Fortunately, it is through the death of the lamb. Of Jesus himself. In our gospel account, Jesus has finally arrived at Jerusalem, and he has had the most glorious entry with people hailing him. Hosanna in the highest! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. The people thought he was a lion. That's what they wanted. And he came marching into Jerusalem just like one. But then Jesus takes a closer look. He takes a deeper look. And he realizes it's not going to be that easy. And so we are told that he wept over the city and its future destruction. Of course, in all that he also saw, nothing is ever easy. His own death would be a sign of that. He would be the lamb that was slain. My sisters and brothers, I know that leaving here today, we may always want to have a lion on our side. I know I would like that, but it's not going to be that easy. I mentioned at the beginning of these 2 days, yesterday morning, that we are not alone. Indeed, we are not. We have a lamb who leads us, a lamb who fills us, a lamb who shows us the way. Well, I'm ready to follow that lamb. Are you? If we say yes, he will open the scroll for us. each unsealing, this is not going to be easy, each unsealing will bring new challenges and times of wondering about our own abilities and our worth. But perseverance is what is called for. Perseverance. So let us together follow the Lamb wherever he leads. God bless you all.